Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Yerushalmi Sukkah, the very last daf in the Masechta, and the Ozvar Shuras daf that's on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, about six lines from the top, with a quote from the Mishnah, and a Chnasim Chalk Matzav from Vyotz and Medarim, and the article Shuras daf that's on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph on the top. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Maris Meir Mizar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah told us on Chnasim Chalk Matzav from Vyotz and Medarim, and then Chnasim, the Mishmar that's coming in to serve that week in the base of Mikdash, they get their lechem upon him distributed to them in the north of the Azara, whereas the ones who are leaving, they had served this previous week, they get their lechem distribute to them in the south of the Azara. So, Chananya, Reader of Hillel, why is this? That's in order to give kavod to the ones coming in. And the reason why the north is considered more kavodic is because we know that kadshe kadshim are shechted in the north, so that makes it more chashuv. Now, Amar Rabbi Yisrael Ben, he tells us, it's not because of this. El begin taninon, it's because of the following Mishnah, calling Chnasim al Harabayas. Whoever is going into Harabayas, Nechnasim derech yamin, they go on the right side, umakifin v'yotzin derech shmal, and they go around and leave from the left side. In other words, if a person went up to Harabayas and he needed to make a left, he couldn't make a left. That's not how it goes. Imagine a traffic circle. If you need to make a left, you have to enter the traffic circle, then you turn slightly right, you go all the way around, and then you're able to exit left. And that's what happens when a person goes into Harabayas. Once he enters, he has to turn towards his right, then he goes all the way around, and only then he's able to go out left in the direction that he needs. And so that's why the distribution of lechem upon him took place like this. The Mishmar that was coming into the Beis HaMikdash was entering from the right, from the Tzafon, and the one who's leaving was leaving from the Darim, from the left, as it was a mere matter of practicality. That's just simply how they were coming in and going out. Now, the Mishnah also told us, Bilga lo'olam chalekas b'darim, that the Mishmar of Bilga, they always had their lechem upon him distributed to them in the south. Why is that? The Gemara tells us, B'nei Miriam bas Bilga, because of this woman, Miriam, the daughter of Bilga, she was from this Mishmar of Bilga, shenishtamda, she shmadded herself, she became an apostate, v'holcham v'niseis l'sardiyat echon mishal malchus beiz Yavon, and she went and married an officer of the Greek army. And when the Yavonim came into the base of Mikdash and defiled it, so she came and she hit the roof of the Mizbeach. And Amar Lai, she called out, telling the Mizbeach, Lukus Lukus, which means wolf, wolf. And she was calling the Mizbeach a wolf because it's located in the Chiluk of Shevet Binyamin, and Binyamin is compared to a wolf. And what did she say after she said, Lukus Lukus? Ata hechrafta nechseim shal Yisrael, you destroy the possessions of Am Yisrael because they have to take from their own money to bring karbonos, and v'loy matalem b'shas doichan, you didn't stand up for them at their time of need. So why is it that her whole Mishmar was punished because of this? And that's because there's a Gemara that tells us that when you hear a child speaking a certain way in the marketplace, you know that he got it from either his mother or father. So words like this, coming from Miriam Bas Bilga, means that she got it from her father or mother. So really this knas, this punishment, is due to her parents. And we also know of a line that's called Oyla Rasha, Oyla Shcheinai, that woe to the Rasha and woe to his neighbor. So we have the Rasha, which is her parents, and the Shachin, the neighbor over here, is her entire Mishmar. So the whole Mishmar got knast that they always received the lechem upon him in the south of the Azara. Now V'yesharim, some say it was for a totally different reason, that it was time for the Mishmar of Bilga to go up. It was their turn to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. But like Olas, and they simply didn't go up. They said they didn't care about Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And Vinichas Yeshevav, instead Yeshevav, which is the Mishmar right before them, they went back into the Beis HaMikdash. Vishim Shtachteh B'Kahuna, we take out the word Gedailah. They served in place of Bilga, acting as the Kehanim, because Bilga didn't show up. And Lefikach, therefore, Bilga La'olam B'Yotzev Yeshev B'Nichnas. That's why the Mishmar of Bilga, they're always giving their lechem upon him in the area that those who are leaving receive. And Yeshevav, which is the Mishmar before them, so really, Yeshevav is the ones that are supposed to be leaving. They get in the Nichnas in the area of people coming in. Now, based off of this answer, the Gemara asks, so why not just uproot the Mishmar completely? If you're telling me the Mishmar Bilga didn't even care to come to the Beis HaMikdash to serve, so just remove them. They're not going to be part of the cycle. The Gemara says, Las Yachol, you can't say that. It's challenging or it's difficult for Hashem, so to speak, to uproot a whole chain that has kosher lineage from its place. And even though Bilga did something that wasn't good, they still were Kohanim Yuchasim, so you can't just uproot them and tell them they can't come to the Beis HaMikdash to serve. Ask the Gemara, fine, V'yasu Asin Esr Mishalesh. So just make 23 Mishmars of Kahuna, and Bilga is going to be absorbed into a different Mishmar, so they'll still be able to serve, but they don't get their own Mishmar. The Gemara answers, Les Yachol, can't say that. The Pasuk says, Hema Yisad David Ushmil Haraya Be'emunasam, that these were the Yisad, meaning they were established by David and Shmuel Haraya, meaning Shmuel Hanavi, in their Umnas, and this is referring to the 24 Mishmaris. And we explain this word, Be'emunasam. What does it mean? Be'umanusam, in their wise ways, or in the ways of a craftsman. Omnis gedayla ha'isasham, this is a great omnis to set up 24 mishmars of kahuna. And how is that? She'i mishmar noital v'shayna b'sdei achuza ad shi'itel chaveroi, the mishmar would not be able to take from stei achuza a second time until all the other mishmars receive. And that's what made it a great omnis. Just the idea of dividing up the kahanim into mishmars is not a big kunz. Anybody could think about that. But the fact that they were divided up in such a smart way, that's a big omnis. Now, what was so smart about this? So this requires a little bit of an explanation. The Torah tells us that if a person is makdish their stei achuza, they have an ancestral land that they got from their father, from his father, from his father, all the way from the times of the Shvatim coming into Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua ben Nun. So the person has the ability to redeem it until Yovel, until the 50th year. However, once it's Yovel, if he didn't redeem it, it goes to the Kaihanim, and they get to take his field and distribute among themselves. Now, which Kaihanim does it go to? So the ones who happen to be serving in the Beis HaMikdash when it becomes the Yovel year. And here's where the great omnis comes into play. David HaMelech and Shmuel HaNavi made a cheshbon that in order to ensure that when a Yovel year comes around and all stei achuzas that haven't been redeemed go to a brand new mishmar of Kaihanim who never had yet received it in this cycle, so it has to be a division of 24 mishmars of Kaihanim, not more, not less. Because if it was a different number than that, 23 or 25, then it's going to come out that one mishmar of Kaihanim is already going to be on their second round of being by Yovel and being able to receive the stei achuzas, and a different one isn't going to have received even the first time. So that's a great omnis. And Ravo says, Chishavtim, I made the cheshbon. That's actually true. There wasn't a single mishmar that was able to repeat and take stei achuzas until all the other mishmars had already received. Lamed Aleph Amud Beis on the top, the Gemara concludes by explaining the last part of the Mishnah. We had said that another knas that was imposed on mishmar Bilga was that v'tavata kavua, its tabas was set into the ground. It was referring to 24 rings that were in the floor of the Azara on the Tzafan, on the northern side, one ring per mishmar, and these rings helped hold down the animal when it was being shechted, so Bilga's ring, Bilga's tabas, was permanently set into the ground, and they weren't able to use it. Mimelo, they had to go to another mishmar and ask them if they could use it, and that's pretty embarrassing. So the Gemara explains, Rabba says, B'shem Rabbi Yehuda, tabayis asul lehen rechavis mal malin v'tzaris mal maton, these rings were made wide above and narrow below, and that's basically the shape of the animal's neck, and so made it very simple to be able to hold down the animal while shechting it. And lastly, the Mishnah said, v'chaloin astuma, its window was closed. And what does this mean? Shalei midu oisen al sakinehen, so they can't put their knives over there. And we explain this, k'itinin tamaz, it was taught over there, hu ha'yinikr beis ha'chalifais, it was called beis ha'chalifais, shesham ha'yu goinzim en sakinehen, that's where they would store their knives. This referring to the area of the Azara called the Ulam. Remember, we have the Azara itself, which has the Mizbeach, and that's where the main avodas took place. Then, before going into the Heichal, which is where the Menorah and the Mizbeach Hazav and the Shulchan was, there was an antechamber, if you will, which was called the Ulam. It was very wide. It went across quite a lot of the width of the Azara, and at the two ends, kind of like the wings of a T, the top of a T, there was an area both on the left and the right called the Beis HaChalifais. And why was it called Beis HaChalifais? As the Gemara just explained, that's where they would put their chalifais, which is another word for a knife. Their shechita knives were stored over there. Each one of them had their own chaloin, their own window, their own little compartment. And this other knas was that the one of Bilga was closed up and they had to use a different mishmars. Hajjan al Parak HaChalil, Uslik al Mesech HaSukkah, Mazar finishing Mesech HaSukkah together. Just like we're zechah to finish this Mesech together, we should zechah to finish the entire Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the brand new Mesechta, Mesech HaSbeitza. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.